as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
I'm Alamud, and this song is called Du Pouvoir.
French musician Halo Maud is this week's guest on the Sessions at Midori House. She's just about to release her debut album on Heavenly Records, and it's a whirlwind of bilingual proggy psych pop. Here's Maud.
It is fading away. I should have been.
Maud, you have your new album coming out this May called Je suis un île, or I am an island. Where did the name of it come from?
Comes from a song that is called that way. And actually, it was pretty random because it's a song that I put in reverse and that created a new melody, a new vocal melody, new patterns, new things. And I heard some almost words in the new reverse vocals. It's not really clear, but I heard Je suis une île in the lyrics. And so I called the song that way. And then I decided to call the album that way because the song speaks mainly about solitude, I think.
Speaking of your lyrics, you often sing in French and English. Mm-hmm. And sometimes within one song, you'll do both languages. how do you decide which language you take on for different parts of songs?
I think I don't really decide. I mean, it comes that way, and I just decide not to change it, not to translate when it comes in English, not to translate it in French, and the opposite.
Is it sort of the sound of the words, or do you think it's more what you're singing about in that particular language?
No, I think it comes before I know what I want to say, actually. It comes with the music, with the melody, when I start singing on a new guitar part or a new keyboard thing. And then I start to sing, and sometimes English words come and sometimes French words come, and I just let them come. And yeah. This song is called Des Bras.
Your album is kind of in two halves, and they reflect each other, and you've sampled some songs in later songs in the album.
I knew that I wanted to make an album, like, not just 12 songs, but I wanted some bridges between songs and to find, like, a link, questions and answer. But I think I understand where it was after doing it, so it was like a surprise for me, and in the same time, I think that I knew that it would be that way. I think it's not really clear, but I like to believe in the magic and in the fact that I'm doing things and there's a sense, a meaning, even when I don't know what it is exactly and I understand it later, and I love this.
Kind of like a bit of an exploration.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Towards the end of last year, you were signed to Heavenly Records. How have things changed since then for you?
I mean, everything changed because the album will be out, and that's really amazing for me. In the same time, like, natural, and in the same time, I'm like, wow, I'm so lucky to have done this album. I was really free. I was doing just what I wanted to do, and now it will be out. I'm working with music lovers who understand what I was trying to say, even when they don't speak French. Yeah, I had to do no compromises. I'm really, really happy to work with them, yeah. This song is called Baptism.
Been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Halo Maud, and her debut album is out on the 25th of May on Heavenly Recordings. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. We'll be back at the same time next week when Chinese electro-soul singer Leah Du will be in the studio. So do join us then.